Hundreds of college students from around the country, including many from New England, are at the convention. Lots of them are interning with organizations, including the RNC, and studying the political process. For most, it's their first time getting to vote in a presidential election. We asked them to share the most striking observations about the convention and about Donald Trump.
My name is Kate Krolicki. I will be a freshman at Harvard University next fall. I identify as a Republican. I'm a registered Republican in Nevada. The one thing that's really surprised me is how much the Trump campaign has really included a lot of diverse speakers. I think they're really trying to reach a new audience they haven't reached before. So it's been very interesting to see the African Americans, the Muslims, the women for Trump.
My name is Erin Quinnen, and I am a student at Tufts University. I will be a junior in the fall, and I am unenrolled in either party. One thing that has really struck me about the convention is just how white it is. You look out on the floor and you look out in the seats and there's a striking lack of diversity, and I think that predicts trouble for the party going forward since it's not reflective of the people in the country.
My name is Tyler Parker. I'm 20 years old. I'm a rising senior at Harvard University. I am a Democrat. I've seen a lot of speeches. I've seen some of the, I guess, delegate chaos that happened on Monday night. The party still doesn't seem to be very unified around Donald Trump. I've sort of found that really intriguing that somehow Donald Trump hasn't quite figured out how to address the concerns that many Republicans have about his candidacy.
My name is Catherine Dacey. I'm 19 years old. I study pre-business and political communications at the University of Arizona. I just finished my freshman year. I'm from Winthrop, Massachusetts. I grew up in a Democratic household, but I have more Republican views. Hearing everyone's views on Trump, listening to the convention itself, hearing former U.S. Navy SEAL Marcus Luttrell, victims of illegal immigration, all their stories just have really touched on my life and influenced the fact that I am going to vote for Trump and why.
My name is Isaac Michaud. I go to the University of Maine at Farmington for education, and I am going to be a sophomore. I am a part of the College Republicans on campus there. I'm part of the Maine Federation of College Republicans as well. I don't think I've ever seen so many people wearing American flags everywhere. Like, they have it on their suits, they have it in their hats, they have it everywhere. And seeing that, like, national pride affiliated with the party is really awesome to see. Hearing the music, hearing the cheering, hearing the passion in the speakers has made me more excited for Donald Trump.
I think that America really needs him, but I think that some people's support for him is inhibited by fear of him, because there are two sides to him where I think that economically, for the sake of our safety in this country, he's great and he's going to do what it takes to make America great again. But I think that there may be an irrational side to him where he says a lot of things that people don't like, but Hillary on the Democratic side, she doesn't really say a lot of the truth. And how are we going to have a president who we don't know? I think it's better to know about things and maybe be a little afraid and offended than not know at all.
I think the primary tactic of the Trump campaign so far has been breeding fear, whether it be of having your rights taken away or having your money taken away or of immigrants or Muslims. It seems like for a party that claims to be promoting unity, their primary focus is incredibly divisive.
I originally wasn't a Trump supporter. I still don't know where I stand, but he's brilliant when it comes to attention, and he's reached a group of Americans that feel like they haven't been heard. I think he really needs to work with the millennial generation. We are a generation that really believes in diversity and accepting everyone for who they are and equality, and I think a lot of the statements he has made don't represent our generation, and that's a struggle.
That's Kate Krolicki, who's a freshman at Harvard. Erin Quinnen is a Tufts junior, Tyler Parker, a Harvard senior, Catherine Dacey, a sophomore at the University of Arizona, and Isaac Michaud, a sophomore at the University of Maine at Farmington. All of them are working as interns at the convention.